Hello, everyone. So the first step in your healing essentials is really defining your why. And I know I did this with a lot of you over the first call that we had, and I have you journal about it and really dig deep in. That is because it is so important. And usually when we define our why, it's very surface at first. Well, because the doctor told me I had to. Well, because I'm in pain and I don't want to live that way anymore. Well, because I know there could be a better way. But you want to take this why and you want to dig really deep into it. How does this one area that you are trying to heal ripple out and affect all of your life? How does it affect your work, your friendships, your family life, your romantic relationships, your relationship with yourself? Why is it so important to go deep in this one area? And that's because this one area ripples out into the rest of your life. It has probably disrupted parts of your past. And you know, if you continue to move forward in the same direction without changing things, it is going to continue to affect your quality of life in the future. And so this is really your personal anchor. This is where you get to feel the emotions of your why. And you get to dig deep to find the motivating anchor that is going to be able to carry you through your healing process. Because the healing process is a journey. It is not a pill that you buy. It's not a program that you buy. It is not something that happens overnight. It is a journey, and it is a journey with yourself, mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally. And this with yourself ripples out to all of your relationships, all of your projects, all of your hopes and dreams, all of your goals. So I know you've journaled. Journal some more about your whys and how that ripples, how what you are trying to heal ripples out into your life. Here's a meditation that I want you to do, and you are going to write it down, look in front of a mirror, and just sit in a spot that you can cultivate with yourself, that you can really sit with yourself and think about the next steps. So this meditation is called Seven Layers Deep Exercise. And what this does, it allows you to get seven layers deep into your initial surface why, to find the most important, the anchor, the what is the subconscious driving of it. So you ask yourself the initial question of why is it important to heal from this? You get your answer. You take that answer and you ask yourself, why is that important? You get your second answer. And then you ask why. The answer to that second question is important. And you do this seven times. The biggest thing here is to be patient with yourself. it is to hold space and just be radically honest. Notice how you feel. Notice where you feel it. Is it in your stomach, in your throat? Do you get tense? Do you get relaxed? Do you get emotional? For each layer down. Do all 7 questions, all 7 layers in 1 sitting. Do not break this up. When you are done with the 7 layers exercise, journal about it. Put that final layer up on the mirror, up on your door, wherever that you are going to see it every day. Because that is the subconscious, that is the root, that is your anchor, and that is the emotion. That is part of the secrets to success. That is a healing essential. This journey is long and it is with yourself. So this process is a way to help you align with yourself, get to know yourself subconsciously, why you do the things you do, how those ripple out. Helps become the awareness of how things have affected you from the past to give you control of your future. You know, it is said that 80% of your adult life comes from the first 5 years of life. So that child, that inner child. And some of that may be obvious during this meditation. For some, it may have nothing to do with it, and that's okay. But don't be surprised if you are surprised on where that 7th layer really stems from. Where this why really stems from. It could be very deep-seated. And it is very important to hold a very loving space for yourself during this time. And wherever that 7th layer ends up, allow it to empower you. All right, so finding your why, defining your why, and not the surface why. We want the deep-seated subconscious why, where it comes from, where it stems from, the part that is unshakable. All right, that's exercise 1. Keep me updated. Journal about it. Record it if you would like to. And I will give you access to me leading through this if you would like. Message me or have a friend do it with you so they can repeat back the question if it's not something you can do mentally with yourself. All right, everyone.